Yeah, backup is very, 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 and I'll say it 10 more times, but I'm getting tired saying it. It's very important that you do. And like I like to say, there's two types of people out there, those who need to back up and those who wish they backed up. So you have to figure out which one you want to be. And because of that, I try to emphasize that a lot to people to make sure that they back up their computers on a regular basis, because you never know. You might have a crash of your hard drive, and now you got a problem. Well, plan for that crash.
Or it could be stolen or lost or
any sort of
gravity event, dropped.
Tons of different things that could happen to it that could hurt it and make it bad for you to lose your data. So I said, why don't I get in contact with someone who can definitely tell us the advantages of online backup? And on the line, we have Ann Selman, Vice President of Marketing with Code 42, and their product is called Crash Plan. And Ann, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Great. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
And tell us the reasons why it's important to have an online backup solution, and tell us a little bit about Crash Plan.
Sure. So, first, why is it important to have online backup? So, first you should just look at the definition of backup. A backup is a second copy of your files in a separate system in a separate location. And online backup, or what some people might call cloud backup, is a great way to do that. You don't have to worry about how much storage you might need. Whether you've got just a few gigs or terabytes of data, it can all be safely backed up. So a second copy of all of your files in a separate system, in a separate location. So it protects all your data, and you can get it back when you do have that that horrible event that gives you that pit in your stomach.
Oh, you know, yeah.
We all know that feeling.
Oh dear, yes.
We all do. You know, it's interesting too, because I remember talking to so many people. They say, "Yeah, I back up right to this external hard drive sitting right next to my computer. If somebody were to break in, they'd take the computer and the hard drive. If you had a house fire, it would the computer and the hard drive would go." So you have to keep rotating it. I would try to rotate it to, a relative, to my parents' house or my brother's house, and they would do the same. And it was just a real headache. And today, you remove all of that and make it really easy, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what we do. So Crash Plan, what's great about Crash Plan is we like to call it, you set it and forget it. So you don't have to think about manually going, I think we all know, oh, it's Friday, I should be backing up my, everything that I did this week, everything that I worked on, and you start to do it, and you're like, I got to get going, I'm just going to stop it, and I'll do it later. Well, you never get to do it later, kind of that, putting it off, you never actually finish it. So what's great about Crash Plan is you set it and forget it. It is continuously running silently in the background while you can keep working or doing whatever it is that you need to do. And Crash Plan is just there working in the background, protecting, every version of every file. And then it's available when you need it, when, you accidentally delete a file and you need to recover it, or, you have some larger event that happens. Well, you were talking about fires and other things. Well, one of our customers had a flood, but they were actually on the fifth floor of their building. Well, the pipes above them, the floor above, broke and flooded. Now, this was a business, but that could happen if you're living in a loft or a condominium or, anything like that. There's things that you don't even think about that might happen that actually do.
Ann Selman is with us. She's with Crash Plan. And there are a lot of online backup services out there. Let's talk about what some of the unique things are with your particular provider, which is Crash Plan. What should I look for in an online backup provider? We'll be back to talk about that with the Internet Advisor.
Going back to our interview with Ann Selman, who is the VP of Marketing with Code 42, and talking about her Crash Plan product. Ann, I was wondering if you could tell us, what's the best way of going about determining a good online backup solution provider? What should a person look for?
There's a couple of things to be looking for when, looking at, different online backup providers. First thing to keep in mind, and it's top of mind for everybody and it's in the news, is security. So you want to make sure that you're looking for a provider that encrypts your data and has the ability to maintain the privacy of your data. So security is number one, so making sure you've got the encryption. Number two is the backup, what we'll call frequency. How often can the provider actually back up your data on your computer? So you want to look for something that's continuous, especially if you're doing a lot of editing of different files and things like that. But being able to continuously back up, even down to the minute, is really important as changes are made. So making sure you look at that backup frequency, and how often, how many versions, as well as can you recover deleted files. When you look at the frequency and versions of what they provide from a backup standpoint. The third piece is storage. Do they offer unlimited storage? Storage is becoming very, very cheap these days. And so look for a provider that offers unlimited storage. All of us, why mess around with trying to guess or figure out or anticipate how much storage you're going to need? Go with a provider that offers unlimited storage. A fourth point would be, what operating system are you using? Are you using Windows today, but you're looking to move to Apple's OS 10? Moving platforms. Make sure that the provider offers support for these different platforms: Windows, OS 10, and Linux, for example. And then, most importantly, is how easy is it to recover your files in the event that something happens, or you need to get something back. Those are a few tips to be, what you should be looking
Excellent.
For.
Excellent.
Normally, I would think it's not really good to say crash when you're talking about computers or technology, but to have a plan when you crash, I get it. And certainly nobody's going to forget that name of Crash Plan.
That's right. We're there when we help you. You'll feel really good when initially you lose those files and you're like, wait a minute, I have Crash Plan. I can recover this, and there's no problem, so there's no need to have a pit in your stomach.
And let's talk about the ultimate disaster where you crash and lose everything. Let's say I do, for instance, have a plan with Crash Plan. How do I get my stuff back? Do I have to wait for it to download forever from the internet, or what are ways that I can get it back, and how does that differentiate providers?
Yeah, so one of the things that you can look at, so when you, need to recover your files, you want to look, getting your file back should be as easily as going to, complete computer disaster, right? So web-based support, so that there's a browser that the provider offers, browser access, you can log in and then, pull down those files as you need to your new device. Also look for a provider that provides mobile access to your files, secure mobile access to your files. So do they have a mobile app? And that's also a nice way to quickly get to your backed up files. That's really important. The other thing to be looking for is, and looking at when you have a disaster, is does it prioritize what it downloads first? In other words, your most recently used files is something that Crash Plan downloads first. Rather than, something that you haven't touched in 5 years, for example. Mm. So you want to look at, does it prioritize the files that it can download?
Now, one of the things, Anne, that attracted me to Crash Plan that I had heard about because I was referred to by another friend, was the fact that if I did have a complete disaster, I can also either send to you or get from you a completed hard drive with all my data already on it where I can restore it faster than pulling it back on the internet. Is that true?
Yes, great point. So restore to door. So that's a great capability where we put everything, all your files onto a hard drive and ship it right to your door, and you've got everything right there.
Now, we must say that isn't an additional charge over your monthly charge, but it is a feature that you can have where you can get your restore to door and get your files back up and running faster.
That's right. There is a one-time charge with that additional kind of feature on top of your monthly subscription to Crash Plan.
I was going to say, Crash Plan, restore to door. What great phrases. You're great. Your marketing team is awesome.
Thank you. Well, we have a lot of fun. We're passionate about protecting people's files. That when you're passionate about it, it makes it really fun to come up with clever names to describe what we do.
Let me go back to one point that Ed mentioned early on in the program. Matter of fact, may have been more than an hour ago. Ed, you were talking about, Google Drive crashed or went
down?
It
became unavailable today for several
unavailable.
Hours, yeah.
Talk about the issue about, stuff in the cloud isn't eternally safe. How do I deal with with that? The fact that here Google Drive went down, what's to keep Crash Plan from going down?
Right. Well, we've got a so Code 42 and Crash Plan, we are running in our own secure cloud, and we're not relying on any other third-party providers. So we've got a team that is running 24/7, and we have redundancy. And just like you have a backup of your files on your computer, we have backup plans, right? We're prepared for when certain things are unavailable. And you know, at times, again, it's, you're ultimately relying on technology, and sometimes it's the physical aspects of technology fail, but we've got a solid backup, if you will, with running our cloud.
How long has Crash Plan been around, and a little bit of the history about the company, how it got formed, that sort of thing?
Sure. Well, Code 42 as a company has been around since 2001, but Crash Plan entered into the market back in 2007. And from there, what's interesting, so from 2007 to today, we've grown 4,900% in terms of the amount of data that we're protecting in our cloud. We're protecting today now over 5 exabytes of data for people around the world.
And exabytes.
So 5 exabytes. I think it's well over 100,000 times the full kind of Netflix library.
I forgot how many zeros are in an exabyte. That was a Microsoft MCSE question, is how many zeros are follow an exabyte? And I think the answer was 22, but I have to look that up.
Wow.
Lots.
It's almost hard to even imagine how much data that is.
Well, Ann, thanks a lot. We really do appreciate you coming on today and talking about Crash Plan. Our listeners need to know that there are solutions out there where they can protect their data by storing it up in the cloud. And Crash Plan is one of the many ones out there that are available. But it's one of my favorites, so that's the reason why I decided I call you anyway.
We also have a link to Crash Plan on our homepage as well under the show notes.
Yep, at internetadvisor.net. So thanks a lot again for being on the show, and we'll talk to you another time.